This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. The FDA approved a second COVID booster shot for immunocompromised people and people 50 and older back in March. But only 11% of people age 50 and older have gotten that second booster so far. How do we know if we're eligible? How do we make the decision of if and when to get a second booster? Ajay Sethi is an associate professor and director of the Masters of Public Health program at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Ajay, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob.
Let's start with that recommendation from the FDA. Why are they saying, hey, people 50 and over, people who are immunocompromised, if you've already gotten that first booster, go get that second one?
Yeah, so this second booster is really designed and meant to prevent people from getting severe illness, not preventing from preventing infection. And people who are 50 and older, are about a third of them, are likely to have significant comorbidities, putting them at risk for severe illness if they were to get COVID. So the recommendation is for anybody over 50, especially somebody over 60 or 65, who is at risk for severe illness, a second booster will really help them.
And why have we seen relatively few people who are eligible based on that age get that second booster shot?
You know, accurate or not, many people probably see themselves as being relatively healthy and then weigh their decisions accordingly. And I would say that it's important to talk to your doctor to see if you are at risk for severe illness. There are lots of conditions that might put you at greater risk. So having diabetes, obesity, cancer, chronic kidney disease, even mental health disorders and some disabilities, cardiovascular disease. Those are all things that can put you at risk for severe COVID if you were to get infected. And of course, if you're immunocompromised, you should definitely get another booster. And that lower age is actually 12. People who are 12 and older should be getting another shot.
If they're immunocompromised.
Yeah, moderately or severely immunocompromised.
I've seen some people talking about, the timing. Maybe somebody wants that second booster shot, but, can they kind of time it so that it's, maybe we'll see another outbreak in the fall. So maybe get in August or something like that. Is there anything to trying to play the timing game with this?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are doing that. And, it's one of those things where as soon as you get infected and you mistimed whether to get a booster, you might regret it. But again, remember that these second shots, second boosters are meant to prevent severe disease, not infection. So if you get the second booster, you could very well get infected. The vaccines aren't going to prevent that, particularly with the new BA2 subvariant that's circulating. It can still infect you, but you can avoid severe disease. And I think, perhaps when cases get even higher than they already are, people may benefit more. Or if you're about to go to a gathering or visit, family members who are more vulnerable, I'm sure people are doing that timing. But it's better to get it, or at least talk to your doctor about getting it if you think you are indicated.
Now, of course, at the opposite end of the spectrum, Ajay, there is still a significant chunk of the U.S. population who has had zero of the COVID vaccine so far. For someone who hasn't gotten the vaccine, especially someone who hasn't had COVID at all, they've got no protection there. How big a difference is getting that first round of shots going to make for them?
It's really important. Simply because when you look at the characteristics of people who are hospitalized with COVID, having severe illness, they're largely people who are unvaccinated, or they may have even had COVID before but not have been vaccinated. If you had COVID previously with one of the earlier variants, that kind of immunity is just not going to last this long to protect you against what's circulating now. So someone who's unvaccinated, someone who's immunocompromised and therefore under-vaccinated also at high risk for hospitalization or worse.
With timing of boosters now, back to boosters, what are the time recommendations for getting that first booster? How long do you have to wait after your first round and then between the first and second booster?
Yeah, so the antibodies begin to wane 4 to 6 months after the first booster. So the CDC recommends after 4 months of completing the primary series, get the second booster, first booster, get the second one. For the first booster, that will depend on which vaccine you got to begin with. And for example, if you got the Johnson & Johnson shot, single dose, getting a booster sooner is better. And then eventually you really do want to get the RNA vaccines and not another J&J shot. So it's important to not make it too soon and to wait at least a few months to be able to get that booster.
Looking toward the future, Ajay, is there talk, are there efforts to update the vaccines to keep up with the current profile of variants of the virus that causes COVID-19?
Yeah, there are efforts to develop an updated vaccine specifically for Omicron. That there's talk about it being available this fall, but you know, and this is probably factoring into the decision people are making regarding getting that second booster. They might see themselves as generally healthy and they can wait for that Omicron specific vaccine. I'd say that until the data are available and the manufacturers are ready to produce that, let's not assume it's going to be ready by the fall, but that's the aim. I say that because, you know, we've been talking about getting vaccines out to children under five, and it keeps getting delayed. So it's best just to decide if right now you're indicated for a booster to get it, if it's going to benefit you, preventing you from getting severe disease.
Talking to Ajay Sethi from UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at COVID vaccine boosters, when you can get that second booster if you've gotten the first one. Ajay, turning to wider trends, and we had a lot of downward trends in case numbers, deaths down to a lower level than they have been in quite a long time. Starting to see, it seems like, some warning signs that numbers are starting to pick up around the country. What are you watching there?
Yeah, transmission is picking up. There are more counties in Wisconsin that are at that sort of medium community level that the CDC gives us as far as a metric of the situation going on here. Wearing a mask indoors is now going to become more important as community transmission continues to increase. Around the country, the northeast of the U.S. has been increasing in cases and now hospitalizations. For a little while, and we're following that. We should expect a continued increase in cases in Wisconsin. Hospitalizations also have been increasing, and hopefully it won't get too high.
You mentioned masks. Now, mask mandates are off the table in Wisconsin, but I'm guessing people ask you from time to time, Ajay, you know, when and where should I wear a mask now? What do you say to people?
Well, if they're asking me that question while indoors, I'll already be wearing one, so I'll demonstrate the importance of that. I'm wearing a mask indoors whenever I can and you know, definitely in public places, occasionally taking it off if I have to, especially when I'm eating. But it's really important that people are aware that there's a lot of transmission going on now. The newer variant, subvariant of BA2 is more infectious. And if we calibrated our behaviors to sort of earlier variants, thinking, you know, we weren't wearing masks and we got away with not being infected, those calculations are different today. The virus is more infectious. It's always been airborne. It lingers in the air, and it's just important to wear a mask indoors when you can.
Ajay, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Ajay Sethi is an associate professor and director of the Masters of Public Health program at UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. He joined us for a look at COVID booster shots.